And in almost every part of the country, the cost of housing has been on the rise, leading to an affordable housing crisis in many places. One creative solution is house sharing, matching someone who needs a room with a homeowner with a spare one to rent. Tiffany Kamhai from KQED looks at one such program near San Francisco.
If you've ever had to find roommates to share a house or apartment with, you know how much of a headache it can be.
You have to do all the interviewing. You have to maybe do their credit check or, you know, check their references, whatever it is that you want.
That's Susan Castillo with Catholic Charities of Santa Clara County, south of San Francisco. She runs the house sharing program it launched a little over a year ago. The idea is relatively simple. Open up empty rooms by matching homeowners with renters in need of affordable housing. So it's basically a housing rental dating service.
We do all the vetting and we do all the work for you. So basically we find out your preferences and then we just introduce you to people.
Potential renters must prove their ability to pay at least $750 a month. In the last year, there were more than 1,300 inquiries, and workers have made 28 matches so far.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Tiffany.
I'm Vivian.
Nice to meet you.
Bruce,
nice to meet you.
Vivian and Bruce Usant have lived in their four-bedroom, two-bath home since 1976. They're both retired, and their children moved out years ago, leaving lots of empty space in their home. They say they wanted to do something to help alleviate the housing crisis. After hearing about similar house sharing programs, Vivian Usant says they decided to take the plunge.
We were a little reluctant to just list our room ourselves, but the beauty of this is you are fingerprinted. They do an extensive background check. You give three references.
The vetting process, which takes at minimum 3 weeks to complete, is designed to eliminate any worries a housing provider might have.
They ask you everything from, like, how often can the person be in your house? Do you want them to be working? What your sleeping hours are? What kind of music you listen to? And right down to, are you going to share your condiments? And if so, who's going to pay to replace them?
Eventually, the program matched the Usants with 56-year-old Elena, who works at a real estate office. She asked to use her first name only. For $400 a month, she rents out what used to be the Usant's daughter's room. She has her own private bathroom, and they share common spaces like the kitchen. At a recent informational hearing, Elena described to potential house sharers what her life is like with the Usants.
I share the chores. They go out of town, I take care of the cats. I water the plants, I water things, you know, maintain the house just as I would my own place.
Based on Elena's income and the property itself, program staff told the Usants they could have asked for up to $815 a month, which is close to the program's average rent. But Vivian says the deal wasn't about maximizing profit.
To us, it was more important to get somebody that was dependable, that was responsible, that was trustworthy.
It's now been over 6 months since Elena moved in with the Usants, and so far, she says, it's been working out.
And, you know, we're still getting to know each other, but it's been a good connection.
And the feeling's mutual for Vivian and Bruce.
I noticed recently she bought a plant for her room, and I thought that was kind of like putting down roots.
Santa Clara's house sharing program hopes to connect 50 more people with affordable housing in its second year. But with only 32 open rooms available now, the county has to win over more homeowners like Vivian and Bruce Usant. For Here and Now, I'm Tiffany Kamhai.